Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power, black power, black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali, once again broadcasting live to you from the hells and the smells of North America. You know what this is. This is Black Power Radio. We count this a privilege. We count it a joy. We count this an honor. We show our gratitude to our God, the God of our forefathers and foremothers, for allowing us another day and another afternoon, another night, depending upon how you're listening, to be able to kick the truth to you. And as we say, not only kick the statistics, but kick the ballistics. We got to open this show with the help of our ancestors, those who have taken lives for the liberation of a people enslaved and entrapped, stacked and packed in like sardines, and those who have given lives for that black woman who didn't want to see her daughter, her son, a slave, and she gave her life. For that black man who didn't want to see his daughter, her son, a slave, and he gave his life. Some jumping over the edge of the ship, others fighting head on with the beast and fighting the slave master, and others doing other things. We honor you in this show and every show for all of our great leaders who have stood up at no matter what dispensation of time we're talking. We give honor and praise to them, all of those who the almighty, wise, true, and living God has sent as warners and messengers, and those who would lead us out of the darkness into the light. We give thanks. We give thanks for those who have upheld this banner of Panther. Talking about the Panther Party that came together for the protection of our people in Lowndes County, Alabama. Talking about the regiment that sprung up with Queen Mother Moore and others in New York City. Talking about the regiment that sprung up in San Francisco. And definitely talking about the regiment that sprung up in October of 1966 underneath a old comrade, Minister Huey P. Newton. And also comrade in his best days, Bobby Seale. Giving thanks to those who reorganized and kept this mission moving. Talking about the Black Panther Militia. Talking about the early beginnings of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, organized in 1989. And we got to also thank that wise, true, and living God for giving us a man who his microphone had been cut off because he was too black and too strong for some. But he was just right for us here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, ultimately becoming national chairman from 1998 until he left from amongst us in 2001, talking about the Black Power General, talking about that one who set his reason on this earth, the reason why he was birthed out of his mother's womb. He said he came to give the white man our open enemy and oppressor and beast against our people and by nature. Give him hail from the cradle to the grave. You know who I'm talking about. None other than the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. And we're appreciative for him teaching and training men and women in the Nation of Islam and out of the Nation of Islam across this globe. We're thankful for him leaving. As the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey say, cubs in the bush. He scattered his ideology and his mentality and his will and his plan for the black nation across this planet with the guidance of a beautiful warrior and general who is on the scene today giving guidance to our fallen people. His father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're thankful for the Black Power General leaving, one who has carried the banner on and who has not wavered underneath intense pressure and intense circumstance, slander, backbiting, hypocrites, agent provocateurs and paid stool pigeons, people who have given up the fight, or those who just wanted to share the spotlight or have the spotlight all to themselves, or probably didn't want to share the spotlight, have it all to themselves. Thankful to be able to be mentored and trained and guided by a champion and freedom fighter. We call him the Warrior Lawyer. Definitely a decorated five-star general. A man who has over a decade of struggle and triumph and battling in this freedom fighting mission that we call the liberation and salvation of the black nation. Talking about our national chairman, who happens to be the longest standing chairman of any Panther regiment, talking about doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. It's our honor to welcome you once again and to send you the greetings of peace, of Salaam Alaikum, Hotep, Shalom, peace to the gods and the earth. And we welcome you to Black Power Radio. We're excited. I know it's a lengthy, meaty introduction. I have to give credit where credit is due. But we're happy. We're excited. We're ecstatic because we're on the heels, really on the heel. We're right around the corner from the boldest stance, one of the boldest stances ever produced by the black nation since the Million Man March. One of the boldest stances ever produced by the masses of our people since the Million Man March. We're talking about the National and International Day of Action and Unity coming up this Saturday, coming up this Saturday, April the 23rd. April the 23rd. Right on it now. All that you have been hearing about, all that we have been laboring about, all that we have been pushing for, all that we have been grinding for, coming to fruition this Saturday. And this Saturday is a beautiful start. That's what I said. It's a beautiful start to a new day in America and throughout the world. I told y'all, we're going to draw our line in the sand. Drawing our line in the sand. The song already told you, change is going to come. You all heard it. The change is going to come. Well, the change is here now. As they say, it's a universal change in progress in every creature. Every living creature now is a change in progress. So we're just happy now to be a part of the change and to know that you out there in the listening audience, you out there in our nation, that you are part of a universal change. That as we said a show ago, that we have to answer the call of our ancestors. That all of those whose blood soaks this soil, there is no way that they can go unanswered. And this evil wickedness that is all throughout America and all throughout the world continues to wreak havoc on black life and brown life and red life and all indigenous life in the world. Continues to wreak havoc. We are over 6,000 years into this. We are over 6,000 years into this, huh? As a people. And so, and I already told you, the Seventh Day Adventists already told you about the seventh hour. I already told you about the seventh hour and what it means. That this stuff cannot go on forever. And it will not go on forever. It's not going on forever. And so this national, international day of unity in action now is putting all of the great legacies together into one. We're talking about a land of our own. Huh? We're talking about being independent of any external force that would hinder us from being free and liberated. We're talking about Kujichagulia, self-determination. We're talking about black economics. Huh? We're talking about black cooperative economics. We're talking about putting an end to the criminal justice system and the law as it is applied to our people. Talking about abolishment of the death penalty as it is applied to our people. Talking about freedom for political prisoners. Huh? Stopping the apathy, stopping the racism, the discrimination, the sexism, the Zionism, the capitalism, the imperialism. Huh? We're talking about all of this. And April the 23rd, the black nation, not Sean Quali alone, but the black nation intends to address the ills of its community. The black nation intends to organize on that which is keeping us from complete constructive change. So if you have not yet got on board with the movement, because it's moving fast, trust me, all across the globe, it's moving at light speed. So if you haven't yet, if you are, you know, the caboose on the train, you're still a part of the train, fine. But if you are the caboose and you're going to round this thing out, then email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Go to the website, Day of Action Movement. .org. That's Day of Action Movement newblackpanther.org or newblackpanther.com. You can text 502-299-8530. Again, 502-299-8530. Got to get all of that in the way, not out of the way. Got to get that in the way. And right now, as Black Power Radio is on the air, you tell a neighbor, you tell a friend, you put somebody on three-way, click them in. It's going to be a power-packed show, as always. We got our brother on with us tonight. Got our brother on with us, who is a tested activist. A tested activist. Man, who is the brother of a man you all know well. The National Action Network, Reverend Al Sharpton. But he's not living in Brother Al's shadow. This is a tested activist, a man who is on the scene when black people need him. On the scene. So many of us talk a good game. We talk really well. Got great speeches and great words to say and this, that, and the other. But where you at? Where have we been at? This is a brother here. We're talking about Brother Kenneth Glasgow. We're saying this. This is a brother here that when you call Brother Kenneth, this black man shows up. This black man is there. This is the kind of brother that put all kind of miles on his vehicle. Got frequent flyer miles in the air. He puts in work. So we're happy to have him on with us. And we want you again, spread this show around and spread all the other shows around. And let it be known. Let it be known that the Black Power Movement is strong. The Black Power Movement is strong. Huh? Black Power Movement has not went anywhere. In the spirit of, and I have to mention his name. In the spirit of the Honorable Kwame Ture, the Black Power Movement is strong. You thought it was dead? You thought it was over? You thought because COINTELPRO jailed our leadership? Huh? Because COINTELPRO moved on the critical thinkers and the workers? You thought the movement was dead? Brothers and sisters, that's why we cannot focus on one leader alone. It cannot be about one particular leader in this hour. See, we have to learn from history. You have to be willing to learn from history and not repeat the mistakes of the past. You got to be willing now to stand up on your own two feet. Both male and female. Yeah, can't nobody hold your hand with this one. Yeah, you're not going to be able to look at Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and say, what are we going to do? You're not going to be able to pick any leader and say, what are we going to do? This is the kind of thing for grown men and grown women. For true activists and true revolutionaries. For true soldiers and true freedom fighters. Huh? For those who really want to change. For those who really want some solution. For those who really want to see something happen in the streets. That's what it's all about. So what you going to do in your city, April 23rd? That's the question we're asking. And so our brother, Brother Kenneth, when he come on, he's going to talk about it. Let me just say this. We're happy to report that we are in over 60 cities in America for the Department of Just Us Listening, the I can't call you anti. I got to call you pro-defamation league. Yeah, you defaming all the time. For you detractors and you hypocrites out there, let me tell you straight, We're in over 60 cities in America and all across the water. And we're just going to be like a black nightmare on your behind. You're just going to wake up out of your sleep and be saying, ah, National Day of Action, National Day of Action, ah, National Day of Action. You ain't going to be able to enjoy dinner with your family because it's National Day of Action. It's going to be on your mind. And the spirit of our ancestors and the power of that black God is going to be all over your behind in the person of a black nation. Y'all with me? In the person of the black nation. Man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. This is what we got to do. We got to start standing up today. Today is the day, black man and black woman. Well, if you don't stand up in this hour, the vicious, those that are soldiers, those that are warriors, those that are in the trenches, they're going to kick your behind up and down the streets. It's a warning to all the preachers and the ministers and the imams and all of us who say that we leaders. If we don't stand up in this hour, the youth are going to kick your behind up and down the streets. Nobody's playing anymore. All this death and destruction, chaos that's happening in the black community, and all some of you can do is sit around and watch like Chicago Bulls cheerleaders. All you can do, everything that's going on, you see it on a 24-hour basis, you see it on the news, and all we can offer is a damn thesis on the matter. Thesis is not good enough, black man and black woman. There is no nation of people that were delivered at any time in history by a mere thesis. By mere theory. You know what I mean? By just reading a book or two. See, that's why we're saying from the book to the block. I don't care what book it is. None of the books, and especially the holy books that were sent by the true and living black God, none of them books was meant to just stay on the shelf and collect dust. Every single one of them was meant to change our lives and make us to get up to do something for ourselves. Y'all hold tight.
Until the philosophy, which hold one race superior and another inferior, is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war.
All right, family, all right, we're black. We just had to check in. Brother Kenny Glasgow just checking in, making sure that he got the right number. He's calling in now. But you all can understand my sentiment, and you understand where I'm coming with this. It has to go from the books to the block. None of these books, nothing that you read, I don't care what it is. I don't care what your thesis is, what the ideology is, what you say you stand on. If we cannot take this to the blocks and to the streets, all that stuff need to go into the gods. Everything we say we believe, if it will not change the condition of the people, all that need to go in the trash can. It's got to be a day of action. It's got to be a manifestation of what we say we believe in, what we always say should happen. The one thing I see at these town hall meetings. Anytime you call a town hall meeting, you always get this slew of people that come in, and all they want to talk about is what we should do. They want to talk about what should happen. It'd be good if this happened. It'd be great if this happened. But damn, after that's said, then what happens? Nothing. Most of them go home, don't form no kind of organized move, no kind of committee, no kind of nothing. They just go on home and eat their little food or whatnot and go about their day. And at the end of the day, and in the cold of the night, there's havoc and chaos and brutality in the streets. And I have to blame us. As much as I know that things have happened to us and made us mentally dead to the knowledge of ourselves, and I never, ever not blame the cracker and not blame the white man. I would never not put the blame, as Dr. Kyle Muhammad told us, to put the blame where the blame belongs and put it squarely where it belongs. I'm still saying this, that we have a responsibility as a people, as a nation of people, to stop sitting around and lying around and waiting around and waiting for some type of puff of smoke to take us up out of this condition. Too many great ones have come. Too many examples have come. Too many have showed us what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to stand. You know what I mean? Too many great ones have come and have showed us how to make a stand. And so we in 2011, and all we can do is sit around and think we're just going to float our way somewhere. You're going to just float away. You're going to just float away, huh? Come on now. That's why we appreciate brothers like Brother Kenneth Glasgow. We appreciate Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and all of you who are organizing. Let me say that. All of you who are organizing, we appreciate you. Say a quick call for Brother Kenneth. Get on. Give him a second here. 240-464. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. We're going from the books to the block, Black Power.
Black Power.
Hey, talk black to me.
Everything that we hear coming from our beloved brother, John Pauley, our leader and our national spokesman, who makes it plain on the radio, who comes consistently bringing you Black Power energy, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding. As you look in the Huffington Post, you see Obama paying off taxes in the amount toppling $400,000 on a $1.89 million for that year, him sharing with his wife Michelle and his kids. But as also he had enough left over to pay for the Republican elephants and those that are in that midst of that. And the bombing of Africa, we cannot ever forget that this nation is bombing Africa, and we are, in our silence, casting a vote of support, giving a green light to everything they do, because the simple fact that you feed from a nation does not qualify them, does not support them. It should not. To do damage to other nations, to do dirt to people, and to leave the traces of uranium and bombs around the world. And in our thought pattern, that this will not be always rosy and cozy. And this is not the time to sit on our laurels, but to stand up for justice on 4/23/11, a day of action. And
that's
again,
right,
a day of absence from the American society, especially
right,
when the economics are concerned. Save and hold your dollar. Stay away from the mall. Stay away from your car deals, house deals, any kind of deals and squeals. But to unite and reorganize in the black community. This is our day. Where you
exactly
give them a Halloween. You give them Easter, Christmas. This is our day, a day for black unity and black love. And the people are coming on board and numbers are building. And the love, you see the love beginning to sparkle and crystallize in the black community. There's a new spirit. As I was on Howard University today, and many students were lifted by the idea that a student of Howard University had called for a day of action. In the person of our chairman and doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz, a new spirit of leadership, a breath of life into the black community, and all downtrodden and those who have been neglected and criminal neglect, and those who are caught up in not given an equal opportunity. This is the day and the hour to support strong leadership. And it's not just in the chairman, but in all of the leaders have to, when he steps up to the plate, then they have to measure up. They have to ship up or ship out. They have to shape
right.
up and fall in line, right? Because that chairman usually brings out the best in men. Oh, they don't want that challenge to come into black unity because many are fearful of leaving the slave master. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you would follow this devil, namely the white man, into the lizard's hole and pick on the strange habitations of snakes and reptiles. We're leading you out of the lizard hole, brothers, into the light of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, into black unity and black freedom, justice, and equality. And the black man is not in precondition. There's no precursor.
That's true.
Social orientation in black freedom, black justice, black equality, full and complete liberation, full and complete emancipation from the plantation. We just haven't had it, brother and sister.
Exactly.
And this is the day that we are dumping it out by bucket loads of freedom, justice, equality. Bucket loads of full and complete liberation. With that said, Brother Shah Kwali, this is just a day of jubilation and freedom.
That's right.
Lift the burdens off the people, the yokes that bind the people up, freeing them from the yoke of slavery. It's not just physical plantation slavery. Some are slaves to technology. Some have become slaves to their home, their car, and their wife. Some have been slaves to their children. This will free you, brother and sister, when you get black liberation, black power, and power to the people. This is from a legacy of the Honorable Huey P. Newton. Your name don't have to be Huey P. Newton to do the work of Huey P. Newton. Don't you understand? Your name don't have to be Jesus. You say you come out and do the work of Jesus. Your name don't have to be Muhammad to come out and do the work of Muhammad. Free yourself, brother, from any yoke, any slave master. Free yourself, slave master, and become a free man, a fully emancipated, complete free man and a free woman in this hour. This is the day of unity and national and international day of action against the open enemy of ours, namely the white man, a day of freedom and justice and equality to free ourselves from the yokes. There are some black slave masters that are holding the people hostage. Free yourself, black man and woman. Come to the day of action. Come to the day of unity. Stand for absence and stand for economic discipline. Stand for economic freedom and stand for making your dollars to make sense for yourself, to make an intelligent buying decision for yourself. Nothing wrong with that, brother and sister. This is the hour of the black man to return to get his United States of Africa, to put the right price on the oil, the gold, diamonds, and the silver, and tantalum, and magnesium, and the rich mineral ores and resources in Africa, including the uranium, in which they use many components for radiation and bomb making, as you find at Bechtel Corporation, Halliburton teamed up, Kellogg Brown and Reuters teamed up. Those are just coming off the top of my head, brothers and sisters, that we know that these are the corporations that put black people on the plantation. You never get equality working under the white man, your open enemy. You must build a corporation that will put the mineral resources to work in Africa to produce for Africa and put them to use in the black community to produce for, by, and with the black community. Position yourself to take those businesses back. Look at the business that is not contributing to the black community, but yet they're getting 100% of the dollars from the black community. There's a Chinese restaurant, and you don't see the Chinaman in line, then you know he's not doing justice. He's not giving you the best of food. If you got a Korean restaurant, a Korean selling you hair nails and a hair and finger weaves and whatnot for your hair, your body oils, and the Chinese is there getting the money and the Koreans are there getting money, you never see them sponsor a softball league baseball team, a T-shirt, or never even a bingo game with the fire department, then you know you need to take control of that business, black brother and sister. Make your congressman write legislation. Make them write black law for black people. Don't be afraid of your enemy in this hour. You will make more friends by taking this position. Make genuine friendship and sincere relationships in the black community. And you will have friendship in all walks of life. As
that's
the
right.
Our most honorable Elijah Muhammad himself. This is just true, pure teaching, brother and sister. Approach your life with a sober mind. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad was one of the boldest soldiers that was raised by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that is under the auspices and the mentorship and tutorship of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. A brave soldier, even in this hour, even at his age, he's still moving the soldiers forward. So we must give honor and thanks to those who have deserved raising our black people from the dead. I mean the mental and spiritually dead people. Those who are able to preach and teach and prophesy to the dead, dry bones of the Ezekiel and change the conditions of the people to improve themselves, to become productive. This has been your nature. You've been taken out of your nature, taken away from your human sensitivity, taken away from your human aspiration to be equal. And you now have fear of a vicious enemy who needs to be checked in this hour. We have the ammo, brother and sister, regardless of what you think, what you believe, what your affiliation or your persuasion, I will tell you today that we have the ammo. We have ample ammunition to bring down this vicious devil who's been on the attack for more than 500 years of the black man.
Right.
He's influenced us in a manner to cause us to attack ourselves. So keep these thoughts in mind. As we line up in Washington at Barry Farm, headed for the big chair in the middle of Southeast Washington, we pray for you that you will be successful in your city. We pray for you that you will use the tools so that you will use a utility to free yourself from the vicious enemy of ours in this hour. Black power for black people, a strong black military for black people, as it is predicted and prophesied by the Ezekiel, who will raise an exceedingly great army in this hour, who will be dedicated and focused on black freedom, on black power, on black liberation, and we will form unity and love, and we will come back, all right, black, next month with something, and the following month with something, and we will keep coming with something until we free ourselves politically, socially, mentally, spiritually, and economically from the vicious devil that has been holding us for 500 years.
Go ahead.
Thank you for your time, brother. And brother Carl,
yes, sir. Tell us what's going on in D.C. We want to know what's happening in the D.C. area.
Well, we're on the ground moving the mission forward. The people are getting on board. They see the vision now is becoming in focus. We talked to Brother Russell this morning. I want y'all to go on www.BeThereMagazine. We were on Be There Magazine this morning with Brother Russell, the lover. He has a multitude of talents and in the radio and audio, he's an awesome man. And he put the word out for us. You can go on Russell Price Jr. on his Facebook and go on Be There Magazine. And we're moving it in spirit as Almighty God has guided us. We shall soon be on the Bev Smith Show doing something there to bring the minds of the people to focus on black liberation, to focus
right.
on black power and on black revolution. So here in D.C., we are moving in black unity. We're going to the Vine Farm neighborhood, which the people typically would call the projects, and we're going to talk to the people, walk with the people. We're going to feed some people. We're going to clothe some people. And we're going to go in unity under the keynote speaker, Jim Bell, for that day. And we have our city council who promised to show up. We have our brother Al Malik Farrakhan, who is a strong, bold soldier, to cease fire and don't smoke the brothers and the sisters, who will speak that day. We have the Imam, Sultan Abdullah, who don't mind speaking up for truth and right and revolution today, and Islamic revolution, and standing strong, united with us in black revolution. We have our brother Imam, Carlton Ansari, but we know him as brother Ahmed Ansari, who is working with us. He brought the Sultan Abdullah to Islam. He's led and assisted me here in Washington. His name is Ahmed Ansari. He's a senior pioneer brother who will speak on that day. We have others who are lined up to speak and others to perform. Our brother Hargrove, who is only 10 years old, who will perform tunes by the Jackson 5. We have the XO, the rapper, who will come and rap his tune, the son of Imam Lyndon Bilal, who will introduce Imam Sultan Abdullah. So we have many, many, many things in store that day, along with A.B., I think you call him the pro, A.B. the pro, who is a producer as well as a songwriter. So all of those great performers and entertainers will be with us, and we're just thankful for the politicians to lend us their support. They're still trying to stop us from staging at the big chair, but we will be there anyhow. We will be there with no fear, because Almighty God is with us this day, and we don't give a damn about Uncle Sam. So we don't have to worry about that. Yes, sir, in this hour. You know, we're strong black men. We're whole black men. And we take charge of our black community and all Black Panther Party property that's in view, huh?
Good. That's right. That's right.
Checking the opposition. We take a strong position in checking the opposition.
Right.
We got a reputation here in Washington.
Check that's right. Strong. Got to uphold a strong legacy. D.C. got some strong legacy.
Yes,
all right. Well, there it is. There it is. How can they contact you? Imam, and get in touch with you all there in D.C.
I'm going to go on Facebook. Go to Day of Action. Go to the National Day of Action. You can go to Imam Akbar. That's I-M-A-M. Akbar is A-K-B-A-R. Go to Imam Akbar on Facebook. You can call us at 240-464-1520. Again, 240-464-1520. As well, you can email us at cruiser as C-R-U-I-Z as in zebra, E-R, cruiser, C-R-U-I-Z-E-R 7777. That's 7777 at AOL.com. Again, cruiser 7777 at AOL.com. And you can go to the chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, Facebook and get more information and more updates on things as they're taking place. Again, send your prayers and support to those who are in South Haven in Mississippi who are struggling against this vicious enemy. The Tea Party has threatened to put a protest on the mosque of the Nation of Islam. We want you to put those footnotes in. Add the supports and the prayers. Bring your body physically if you can get to Mississippi that day to support those brothers and sisters against a vicious Tea Party, a vicious Republican-minded Tea Party-branded sucker, a no-good devil that should have never been raised up in the midst of black people, so he should never been attacking the mosque or the Nation of Islam or any Muslim. So the position of the new Black Panther Party is that we support black people no matter where they are, where they find themselves under any kind of verbal or physical threat from a vicious enemy, namely the white man. Many, as the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad would tell you, they're afraid to save the white man, afraid to check the white man. Check this vicious enemy, a Puritan coward in his heart, who try to outnumber you and outthink you and outcalculate and out-articulate you. He don't even measure up. As Muhammad Ali said, ain't no Vietnamese never called me no nigga. Don't worry about this
right.
white man. Put him to rest. Stick the panther on your chest. Check his crap.
Right.
No good.
All right, man. Brother Evlab, we got to keep it moving, black man. We got a strong
black
show, brother.
Black power, keep it strong and moving. Black power, assalamu alaikum. Black power. And black freedom for all
black
people. Power to the
black
people.
Black power to you.
Allahu Akbar and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. All right, dear family. Hey, that's Imam Akbar. I know Imam Akbar, National Minister of Justice. He's talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C. Going to be there at Berry Farms, the Berry Farms area. They said they're trying to stop the movement, but you know that's not going to happen. Got to keep it going. Got to keep it going here. 901-406, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about from the books of the block, Black Power.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing this evening, man?
Doing fine. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Pastor Glasgow has asked me to come on. I'm not familiar with what's going on, and I'll sit back and listen, and I'll chime in a few.
Okay, brother. Well, we'll bring you back on. We're going to bring Pastor Glasgow right on right now. So we appreciate you listening, family.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Dear family, we're all excited. We are all excited to hear from my brother, and we want to say that to the cities listening, all the cities that are listening, I want you to call in and give your reports. The people want to know where you are, where's your rallies, what's your location, how can they get in touch with you? And we got two shows left. We got two shows left. We are less than a week. It's this weekend, so we should be calling in. We should be calling in and knowing what's going on, who's with us, all right? So all the cities, call in and give your locations in. Without further delay, I want to bring our brother on right now, a tested activist and strong warrior, a tested activist and strong warrior who has been on the cause, been for the cause, and is still fighting the cause. Dear brothers and sisters, gather around your radios and your phones right now and help me to bring to Black Power Radio and to welcome them. Welcome our family. Welcome him. He's a part of us. That's right, the Black Nation. We're talking about our pastor and dear Reverend Brother Pastor Kenneth Glasgow. Black Power, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing fine. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing real good, man. And I appreciate y'all bringing me on. I think it's an honor and a great privilege to be on Black Power Radio. Been hearing so much about it. Been dealing with y'all for a long time. And, you know, I think that it's time for us to just stop hiding and throwing the rocks and hiding our hand. And if we really, really stand out for our people, one of the things that I was sitting there thinking about, my brother, while we was talking about from the books to the block, is that what we have done is we have allowed other people to cause us to divide amongst each other. We've allowed them to come with ideologies and philosophies and religion and even rhetoric and language to cause us to feel like we're not suffering from the same demise, from the same situation, from the same circumstances that we've been suffering for over 500 years. And now they just got it under a guise, under a new name called the prison industrial complex, under a guise, under a new name called unemployment, under a guise, under a new name called the Tea Party, without the hood, under guise and a new name. And so, you know, it just does my heart good to know that we're not the only ones. And I've really been trying to be mellow and logical and try to be not so aggressive. But I think it's time for us to get aggressive. And so all of us out there that are preachers, just like I'm a pastor, I don't care if you're a Christian, Muslim, or what you are, are you suffering right now from a black demise? Are you suffering from the results of history that is still playing into our present under a different name called slavery? Are you suffering from that? And if you are, then you know we need to set back and look back at how did we do it before? Because if they say history repeats itself, then there's no better time to look at these books and bring them to the blocks so therefore we can teach our people. Otherwise, it says my people perish, huh, for lack of knowledge. And if
we
don't go back and look at what the books say and the history and how they did it before, then we're going to turn around and suffer from the same symptom that we already suffered from. The brother that just told you he came on, because I asked him to come on, that's Brother Reese out of Memphis, Tennessee. And that brother there is a mastermind on economics. So I'm going to ask you to allow him to talk a few minutes after I get finished. But I want to talk to you, brother, about April 23rd and the Day of Action.
Please do. The people need to know.
Go ahead, my brother. What you say?
No, I was just saying, please do. We want to know what your insight is on it, because you've been following this for a little while now. And so what have you seen with it so far?
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you what I've seen. I've seen police brutality. We've been working on the Georgia prison case, right? The Georgia prison strike, we've been working on that. We've been seeing about the police brutality. As y'all already know, 7 correctional officers got fired, and we had to bring in the Georgia Bureau of Investigation because the Department of Corrections over there itself, right there in Atlanta, y'all, the mecca for black folks, would not even commit justice in their own backyard and see that a great injustice had been done to a brother named Terrence Dean. Over there in state prison, we got Miguel Jackson and Kelvin Stevenson working on their cases now, even to the point that we told another DA over there in Tantanal County that I told him I would call the Black Panthers, I would call everybody I should call, and I will make Jenna 6 look like it was practice if y'all don't drop them charges over there. So it's not time for us to hold back no more. Right over here in Andalusia, Alabama, we'll be releasing a video tonight. Go to Civil Rights 101, Civil Rights 101 on YouTube tonight. It will be released in approximately 10 minutes, 11 o'clock Central Time, and go over the air to 250 different media outlets, showing a brother who got beat up in by a police in Andalusia, Alabama. In Florida, we got a governor named Rick Scott who's sitting up there trying to take us back 40 and 50 years in time and take people's voters' rights. We all know what happened in 2000 in Florida. Are they trying to repeat it again? So on April 23rd, in these 3 states that I have named, we're going to have at least 8 to 10 cities. Brother Reese being over there in Memphis, Tennessee. We got Brother Anthony Witherspoon in Mississippi. We got Sister Shelia in Augusta, Georgia. Sister Nisa Shabazz in Atlanta, along with Brother Kevlon. We got Sister Tiffany Wright over there in Atlanta, along with Project South that's coming with us. Tamika Wright down there in Orlando, Florida. We got me, myself, will be in Dothan, Alabama. Robert Battles in Mobile, Alabama. We got Brother Dennis Latham and all in Montgomery, Alabama, and Brother Kevin DeLon in Birmingham, Alabama. So this is what's going to happen across the country, all right? We got Brother Dorsey Nunn that's over there in California. And some of these brothers and sisters that I'm naming are part of a group that set up there. A group that came up and came together on March the 1st in Montgomery, Alabama, and marched across the Edmunds Pettus Bridge. And we called ourselves the Formerly Incarcerated and Convicted People's Movement, the real Tea Party. Uh-oh.
Right.
I know you read this. Know what I wanted to say about that. I said the real, because we're the only ones that got taxation without representation. The rest of those people are fraud.
Exactly.
Huh? How could you sit
right.
there and brag right. about you got all these Republicans and all these people? Where Malik Shabazz, because I know he's ready to go on this with me right now. How could they brag about they got all these people represented them, all these people in office, and then claim that they the Tea Party? Have they not looked at their own definition of what that means? So when you bring up the books to the block, then let's ask them, well, what definition do you consider yourself this or that?
Yes, sir. Brother Glasgow, you spoke of the black man. He's on with us now. Let's make way. We're gonna bring you black in a second. Let's make way for our national chairman Here he is, the brothers and sisters, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Power.
All right, Black Power to the black family out there. Just wanted to check in and give my dear brother, Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, the greetings. And to let everybody know that this man I have respected, that we have struggled on common battlefields, and he is to be respected because he moves about this nation. When I met him, I was going into the hills of West Virginia, and he was coming to support the case of Megan Williams and really hate crimes and racist terror attacks against black people. And he came all the way from Alabama several times and got down on the ground and fought the battle in Charleston, West Virginia, when it's just 1% black, 99% white, as we took on the mayor and the white power structure, and we defeated them. Had the largest march in the history of West Virginia, as well as we got the first hate crimes established ever. I think one of the first hate crimes established in America, where some white people were actually convicted under their laws of hate crimes. And this was done to us moving in on the case as attorneys and activists and putting pressure on that city, on that mayor, Danny Jones, and on that power structure. And they bowed to the will of black people who stood united. So this man put that kind of work in. So I wanted to give him a shout out and to tell everybody else. I'm going to call back on my other phone. Some other activists, we want to hear from y'all tonight. In a minute, I'm going to bring on Chicago. I'm going to bring on Trenton, New Jersey. And they're going to explain what exactly they're doing and what they're doing, where they're doing it, and why they're doing it. And then we're going to keep on keeping it moving tonight. So everybody call in. Pastor Glasgow, we're going to come up. We got a special show. Can we get you to do us a favor, sir?
I got to open him back up. Hold on 1 second, sir.
Bring him back on. Glasgow. Pastor.
Still trying to pull him in here. He can hear. I just got to open him up.
Brother Huey say he been hanging on from the beginning. He want to get on.
All right. Okay, Pastor Glasgow's back open.
Okay, yes, sir.
If you've been trying to get on, let me say this. If you're from a city and you're trying to get on right now, text right now. If you're from a city that is having a rally April 23rd, text right now, 502-299-8530. We don't want you hanging on out there hoping you get on. Text 502-299-8530. I'm going to be bringing on a couple of cities in a minute. Pastor, we
yes,
want to know, will you host a special show for us this week? Just you.
Yes. Most definitely, whenever you get ready.
On Wednesday night, there's going to be a special Day of Action and Unity show that's going to start. We're going to have... On Wednesday night, we're going to go from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Is that possible, Sean?
Yes, sir. That's possible.
From 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. May start early. We'll announce it everywhere, and we want guest hosts to come on and host the show for a couple of hours. See, he hosts his own show in Alabama. Now you come on and guest host for us. And some others will guest host in all of the cities. We're going to get as many cities as we can on tonight. I'm going to get England on, too. I'm getting three. I'm challenging the mayor to get five cities on right now. I'm challenging you, Sean, while we're working these boards to get five more cities on. I'm talking about over the course of the next hour.
Yes, sir.
I'm challenging both of y'all to get five cities on, and I'm going to get five cities on. And if it's just not for a couple of minutes, let them come in to explain it, what they're doing on the ground. And I want to tell y'all about New York and about the news conference that will be at 12 noon tomorrow in front of the Harlem State Office Building at noon to announce the march, but also to deal with a policy that we are to oppose because they are trying to prevent the use of the plaza in front of the Harlem State Office Building, to prevent its use for political reasons. And we believe it's to make white folks comfortable in Harlem. They don't want black power out on that plaza. Yeah, they give you a permit and try to make you, I'll put you out there in the street, damn near on the sidewalk. But I'm here to tell you this, in New York for this day of action, by God's grace, we will be out there on that plaza. We must take that plaza. Why must we take that plaza on 125th Street and 7th Ave? Because that's where Minister Malcolm X would have his Harlem rallies. At Elder Meshaw's bookstore was right there on 125th Street and 7th Avenue in Black Harlem. And it must have, we must have our black political rights to teach there, whether white folks like it or not. But now in the building are these conservatives. Now in the building, it's a new Harlem where gentrification and land grab is eating up the black community, property, and rights, and culture, and business like a white Pac-Man. Waka, 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 waka. You remember the Pac-Man gang? I'm telling you, we're having our news conference tomorrow at noon. Divine Allah, that bold black man who I will be bringing on in a minute, who helped lead the charge against the Klan in Trenton, New Jersey, over the weekend. He'll be on in a minute, but he will lead that news conference. Zaid Muhammad will lead the news conference, and others from New York. Brother Dashaun Farad will be right there on top of it, letting them know that that square, that plaza, we say like Tahrir Square in Egypt, or what they call Liberty Square or Tahrir Square in Egypt, that we will take to that square and demand our rights, and we will not be backing down from anything, because April 23rd is about change. And if there's something wrong going on in society, something oppressive going on in society, if there's something in our community that is denying our rights, it's time to stand up and take our rights. They're not going to give us liberation. They're not just going to hand it to us. There's going to be some struggle. I don't want to preach tonight. I want to call back on the other line with some Chicago and New Jersey. But I want to let y'all know I love you. I want y'all to call in so we can arrange or work with Sean in the mirror. Text them so you can they can get you in. Right. So we can get you in. And y'all bear witness. Pastor, I hate to. Will you come on and do 2 hours with us Wednesday night, dear brother? We got to keep him on. Is he there?
His mic is still open. Pastor Glasgow, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Let's give
yes,
him
sir.
A few more minutes.
Can
I
y'all
hate
hear
to
me?
Keep him short. And then I'm going to call in on the other line with some others. And, brother, I want you to host the show. And all of them people you name that are with us, I want them to come on and tell us what they're doing for the community. Because to everybody on the line, if you're not strong enough or capable enough, or just if that might not be your thing,
mm-hmm.
If you weren't able to have a rally, we don't want you to think that any act of charity or any kind of organization that we don't appreciate it, we do. For those that are having them free food drives, that's just as good. For those that are down there like in Houston, Sister Stella, that are working around the AIDS issue and testing for HIV on that day, that's just as good. For those of you who are making sure that you're getting those to participate in the Buy Black boycott, that's just as good. For those of you that are strong and rooted enough and cold enough to be out there renting them parks and getting them areas and locations for your rally, then black power to you too. We love you too, but we don't want people to think that they can't do something good. And any of you in these last few days that have made up your mind, you can still take to the local corner in the so-called ghetto in the black community or anywhere in the black community. You can still get your friends, get all their old clothes, go get them clothes and shoes out their closet and go out and buy some hot dogs and some soda and go out to the community where they're suffering at and give it away to the people and participate in April 23rd. You can still make a move in this hour for the liberation of the man and woman of America and gather some other brothers and sisters with you, and you all form a coalition around the Day of Action movement in your area. because there will be a day of action too. There got to be day of action too. Without follow-up, we want to throw up. I'm preaching. Let me get out of this phone. Day of action too, maybe at the end of June. We have to ask y'all first. But I'm saying I think it should be the last weekend in June. But anyway, let me get off. For I've been took up all the time.
Simon,
I got to go. Go ahead. Let me turn it back to you, but I'm going to come right back with Divine. Love y'all.
All right. Love you too, bro. Let me say this, and to all y'all that's listening, I don't care what your ideology, what your philosophy, what your religion, we still suffer from the same issues, same circumstances, the same situations that we got to change. And if you really are worried about your people, really stand up for your people, let's stop looking at the Black Panthers radical. Let's stop looking at this one radical. Let's stop looking at my brother Al Sharpton. Let's look at we ain't radical enough. Let's look at that we can all come together and address this because all of us want the same thing, equality. And if we really look at the facts of the situation, that they want the same things we want. But, brother, I got a brother on right now that I want to bring on, and he's going to come back with me the day that y'all want me to co-host host the show, and he's going to co-host with me on Wednesday. Brother Reese, if you will open back up that brother's mic, and I think he got a 901, whatever his phone number was that you opened up earlier. I want you to open up because I want that brother to just feed it to you. That brother got a study and everything that he's been doing. He's our national economic director for our National Justice Coalition and TOPS, the Ordinary People Society. And he'll explain to you even the political apparatus that him and another brother is putting together. So if you would bring that brother on, that's one of the cities that's going to be doing a lot of stuff, and I'm guarantee you, you'll be well pleased.
All right, let me make sure we got the chairman Black on, and we'll bring Brother Wright on. Brother Chairman, are you back on the line now, sir? Okay. All right. Let's go right ahead with Brother Reese. Brother Reese will bring you on for about 10 minutes, sir. Talk to us.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just want to say it does my heart well to see so many people up, conscious people.
You wanted me to call in and then just get on the scene.
Okay. Like I say, you know, we have to understand there's a difference between fighting and winning. And what we've been doing, we've been putting up a good fight. And like Brother Glasgow was saying, you know, in my organization, we represent the United Citizens Party. And what we're trying to do is get all of these black people of conscience to begin to run for political office with the political infrastructure being that of all of your campaign workers, all of your ground campaign workers, all of your ward and precinct workers will be already built into a political party. That all you have to do is tap into that infrastructure, and you go from being Pastor Glasgow to State Senator Glasgow. And so we must, as people of conscience, begin to take over these positions of power, because everything that we've talked about is political. When you look at the policies of the brutal police department, when you look at how private prisons are funded, when you look at how a stop sign gets on your street, these are political decisions that are being made by people who don't give a damn about us. And over again, they continue to prove to us that they don't give a damn about us. But instead of us running for office, raising campaign funds, doing the necessary thing we need to do to raise office, we will go and meet and discuss and have rallies and things of that nature when we should be focusing all of that energy into defeating that scoundrel, getting his or her butt out of office, and putting people that think like us, look like us, and act like us into positions like county trustee, county clerk, juvenile court clerk, governor, all of these positions in which we are catching hell from because either we are too afraid or too ignorant to run for these offices. Now we are going to make the transition, the political transition, by which all of the things it takes to run a local, state, and national campaign are already built in by people of conscience so that we can take a brother Malik Zulu Shabazz from being an activist into being a governor. And so if we got a governor Malik Zulu Shabazz, then we know that we got a brother of conscience and righteousness making decisions, won't be sending brothers and sisters to death row. All of these things that we get out and have rallies about, we got to have our people in positions of power. It's not going to happen through the Democratic Party. It's not going to happen through the Republican Party. We have to set up a third party to at least challenge the stranglehold that the Democratic Party has on the black vote. If we don't do anything but call a good bluff, we'll at least make them come to the table and even discuss reparations. You mean to tell me we represent 46% of your voting bloc and we can't even mention the word reparations? And so what we're trying to do is all over America, all over especially Southeast and the Eastern Coast, is we're going to organize United Citizens Party. We're going to have ballot initiatives to get the party on the ballot, on the state ballot, and we're going to run all of these radical, militant brothers and sisters for every damn political position that they have. We're no longer going to sit on the sidelines. We're no longer going to have conference calls discussing whether or not you're going to pass our initiative. Damn it, we're going to be the ones in those positions to pass our own initiative. And we got to look at police brutality policies. The first time and only time a police officer violates someone's civil rights, you are not on suspension, you are fired. And these are policy positions that we have to make sure that we have our people in place in order to make the political changes that are necessary for us to see real change in our communities, in our neighborhoods.
Am I still on?
Yes, sir.
Brother, let me, what is your name again, brother? You're beautiful, beautiful words. What is your name again?
My name is Maurice Spivey out of Memphis, Tennessee. Everybody calls me Brother Reese. I've been with Tosh for the last 3 years, man. We've been out here in the hedgerows and highways and byways, man, trying
Brother
to get things done. Yes, sir.
Out of Memphis. Brother, if this phone cuts off, Sean or Brenda, I'm going to call back on the other line.
Okay.
And Brenda, I'll call you on a different 202 number. Let me say this. I think this probably needs to be clarified. I'm going to give you a break for a minute, Sean. You've been working so hard. Hell, I just took a swim, finally. I'm ready to go back now. We'll be working. Let's give Minister Sean a black hand. Everybody, because you know anybody that's working for me, really working for us, but working for me in specific, and can take it, you know they're taking a lot. You know they got to be tough. And somebody out there can say amen. American probably say amen,
yes,
too.
Sir.
There's a lot of dead bodies out there. But I mean, not literally. Excuse me, Bill O'Reilly. Bill, we're only joking, Bill. We meant that there's a lot of people out there that couldn't really hang in here and do this kind of work that's necessary on a high level, Brother Maurice, to build this movement. And so I want to explain to you in reference to your comments and to the sister who is coming on and to Divine Allah who is coming on. The reason that we call April 23rd is because we want it. It's clear now. The intent of it is to build a movement. The day is just a tool or a vehicle. We had to really get into this week to really tell you where we're going. Out of all these events, it wouldn't even make common sense to have all of these events and actions and talk around this day on April 23rd and April 24th. We're going on doing something else. Malik going back to do the new Black Panther Party. Brother Maurice, he's going back to do his thing. Pastor Glasgow, he's going back to do TOPS. That doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we did all of this and called the day is because the day is what brings us together. The day is what opens the door. The day is that first step, and it may seem like a baby step, but really it's a giant step. Because I haven't heard black people since I've been in the movement in 20 years ever say that on this specific day that they would do something all over the nation and the world. We said we'd do Million Man March, and we all did, I bear witness. It was glorious. And most went to Washington, D.C., and it is true that others had activities in other areas to support it. And so we haven't really had that kind of spirit or kind of move around here in some 16-some-odd years, if you go by that. And what I'm saying right now, dear brothers and sisters, is that we're saying that these relationships, I'm listening to you, brother, and I'm seeing you want political power. And even though you know that Attorney Shabazz, that if he's any kind of governor, he's going to be, it's going to be a governor, I'm going to be a governor of some territory in Africa, maybe. Because I don't know how electable. I might be electable here. I take that back. And down there in the South, if the black man and woman really get together and we start to control these states or control the political power in these states, I say like Khalid Muhammad, the possibility is there. But other than that, it'll be Africa for me. But what we're saying about this movement is that if we unite all of these organizations and forces that want power for our people, that want justice for our people, and that if a movement come together that makes sense, like we have right now, this is a hell of a movement that's doing this April 23rd deal. We got civil rights activists and veterans. Glasgow got several states and people, Pastor Glasgow, of people that are really in his network. But he's not a selfish man. He bring, or insecure man. He bring his network to our network. We bring our network to his network. We're sharing. And so, brother, what we can do now is take to these elections. I'm telling y'all, you watch the Tea Party. The Tea Party, on one hand, disrespect to them. We was ready to see them in South Haven, Mississippi, as they say they're going to move on the Nation of Islam headquarters. And we said, well, part of this coalition, certainly the strong defense part, absolutely, the new Black Panther Party would be ready to meet the damn Tea Party. He is ready to meet the Tea Party if they are going to move on our family, the Nation of Islam, calling them extreme Muslims, a damn extreme racist Confederate right-wing Tea Party. And so we have offered them Honorable Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam legally armed security to make sure that the Tea Party don't step out of line. Otherwise, we will have to check them. And so we have to see whether or not the apostle accepts our offer. We hope he accepts our offer, but if not, it's no problem. But we want to let them know and everybody know that we love the Nation of Islam. And we're not going to allow no Tea Party to start moving on black organizations and we not stand up like black men and black women and people of God and check the Tea Party and check these devils in this Tea Party.
That's right.
But on the other hand, they have, if you want to look at something, it's hard to say they do anything positive, but if you want to look at it that way, they have built a movement. From the white grassroots on, from the white right grassroots on up, they have built that movement, and they have networked across the country. Why can't we build this movement for power for black people? Why can't we build this black and African united front? Why can't we put all our forces together? That little Tea Party, say what you want to them as they will. I damn it, that Tea Party be moving on some political objectives, moving on the powers that be, and they have shaken America. I can say we are going to shake America. And I'm telling you that this man on the phone here, I'm talking too much tonight, but I have to let you all know where we're going. Because if I let you know where you're going, you'll pick up your spirit in this hour and know that on April 24th, we're going to be right here. If we call for another day of action, it will just to be so we can keep building what we're doing going. But in between this day of action and the next day of action, we're going to put programs in place for black people. We're going to try to put a network and offer schools for black people. We're going to try to have a meeting amongst the political thinkers, Brother Maurice, so we can put a political platform together and put that platform to Obama, put that platform to the governors, put that platform to, around the nation, a unified platform, and put the power of unity and the power of God behind it. Put that platform to Africa. Huh?
put that platform together in the UK. Man, you open your mind up. I just want to let you know that we are not here for no one day. We're not here for no one man. I'm laboring like a dog, and we're laboring like slaves, just so you all will have a platform, a voice, a coalition, a consensus, a Congress, a government. Sister Brenda, let me bring you on. I'm going to come back on. I'm going to have a special show where I can just teach all of this, because I got to tell. I mean, we might as well get it on out right now. And so I may have to set something up for tomorrow night where I just come on for some hours and tell y'all the real deal behind the National and International Day of Action movement and how we're going to build a movement, a party, a government, a nation, a united front of our own. And I'm inviting all of y'all to come into it. And once we finish this, we're going to go to every black leader in America and invite them. And if they won't get with us, we're going to go to their followers. And we're going to bring them in, the people in the grassroots. This is about the grassroots, the leaders and the new leaders in the grassroots. It's not about the big shots. We want them, but hell, it's the little people that make this movement happen, the so-called little people, the brothers and sisters that's unknown that's going to write them letters and go in them demonstrations or, on the other hand, form that defense unit. There's so much we can do. Sister Brenda, let me be quiet. Tell us about Chicago. I'm sorry, this is a good sister of mine. Let me give her a righteous introduction. This is Sister Brenda Muhammad. She's an MGT with a good heart for black people. She's a follower of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan to the core and carrying out his instructions to go after our people in the community. Even though she has weight and pressure on her, she's out there struggling to bring us Chicago. And she works with Attorney Shabazz, so you know it's going to be hot up in here, you know, in terms of what we're doing. And she's struggling to get that park and get them flyers out and organize across big, big Chicago. She's doing a hell of a job. And whatever she produced on that day, whatever turnout it is in Chicago that day, that will be the seed and the germ for that part of this coalition, which will soon, by God's grace, be taking the nation and the planet for good for our people. Sister Brenda Muhammad, come on, sis.
Assalamu alaikum, family. I would like to say on that day, the National Day of Action, we plan to outreach to the people. We got people calling in. The people are excited about the event. They're ready for this day. You know, they're talking about boycotting. You know, we have speakers coming on talking about boycotting and not spending our money in the wrong, giving our resources to people that doesn't have our interests in, at heart. We're talking about shutting stores down in our community. We're talking about education. We're talking about what we're going to do the day after the event. We're coming together and teaming up grassroots organizations. We're talking about, like Brother was just talking about voting. That was right on time because we all tuned in to each other speaking about the same thing, and we have the same cause in mind. We're hooking up with Christians, Muslims, Nubians, no matter what the ideology is or religious persuasion. We're coming together, and people are talking about it strongly. You know, I see people, the media, no matter what form it is, it could be newspaper, it can be a leaflet. It can be the internet, but even the Facebook page, which is a powerful tool getting the message across. We have see people talking about the event for Chicago, but we're talking about what we're gonna do the day after the event, where we're gonna start having townhouse meetings, and workshops. We're talking about teaming up with someone, creating captains throughout Chicago in different wards. We're going to create a list resume of political figures that's out there. If they are for us, we're going to bring them out. They're not. We're going to be pushing an agenda to get those people out that does not represent us. our main goal, which we're talking about, is building our own, our self-interest, talking about doing for self. We really need to separate from this system. What are we going to do in our own communities? This is what we're talking about. You know, instead of supporting everyone else that rob us and blind us, exploit our interests, the police brutality. I hear a whole lot of stories where brothers say, a brother just literally, a police officer literally killed a brother in the presence of others, and we was, you know, helpless to help him. They took the brother off in the paddy wagon and let the brother die. So, you know, we're even talking about what we're going to do to enforce rules by going into Congress, by going, taking a seat in the Senate, you know, becoming aldermen. You know, we need to get these people out that doesn't represent our interests.
Right.
And so this is what we're talking about on the Day of Action. We're going to be...
Let me jump in real quick. She's rocking, y'all. You see, she don't need no prompts. And that's what another thing that is unique about this is that now the voice of new leaders,
mm-hmm.
we're able to hear and be involved in the process. And I
mm-hmm.
think you raised an excellent idea that
mm-hmm.
I've already convinced that we're going to adopt and put forth as part of our follow-up plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest, we're probably going to say that every city,
right.
even those that didn't have an event, should have a town hall meeting,
mm-hmm.
a town hall meeting, a listening meeting. I mean,
mm-hmm.
just so they can listen to the people
mm-hmm.
as preparation for the next Day of Action.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody in this condition, we know, I think it's respectful that we stop.
Mm-hmm.
And ask the people, look, come out now.
Right.
We're
mm-hmm.
saying y'all to take action, but now let's really hear what y'all are talking about in the cities. What do the people want? And I think that's going to be part of the follow-up plan. But let
yeah.
me ask this here, and let's get this straight in Chicago. I think we got to move to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have you back on my show tomorrow night. I'm gonna be on for a few hours. I want you to come back
mm-hmm.
and bring some of your allies. Have them on the phone with you.
Yes, that's
and
what I was telling them.
And you'll be able to announce it on Facebook and all that. Sean, is it possible that we could say safely now that from 8 to 11 or 8 to 1 o'clock tomorrow, from 8 to midnight, tomorrow night that we will have the airways? Is that safe to say?
It's safe to say we can book that amount of time. I deal with the technicalities, which we can't book a straight up 4 hours though.
We can.
We
can get that time.
Yes, sir. That's the only issue would be is if it could be done on the same day. We may have to do it right at the change at the top of the new day, right at midnight. But we'll figure it out.
Or do we need to say Wednesday? We may not have to come on tomorrow. We might pump it up all day tomorrow and come
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yes, and we do need to check the time of others.
Okay, why don't Wednesday we say we're going to do, can we do 5 hours?
No, sir, this only lets you do it in a 120-minute period.
Well, how about 8 to midnight? Let's say 8 to midnight. We come in 8 to midnight because then, we can break this up. We can have Brother Maurice come back on again. They want to come back I want to break
Brother
my Chad. Show up into some. No, hold on. Hold 1 second. I forgot. I just promised this man he's going to do 2 hours, which we're going to need. Matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
Brother Glasgow, you do 8 to 10.
Well, the thing about
on
it, I was going to say, you
I'll
was
do,
also.
I'll do 10 to 12.
Okay, well, our show come on from 5 to 7, 6 to 8. Eastern time. So if we come off
on
from Wednesday? 6 to 8 Eastern time, we can start on my show and then go on into yours.
That's how you do
now
that.
Now we're talking. So that means we're going to be on either, and then we'll announce your show. We'll get all the information, and we'll announce them together. And
see,
from 5 o'clock to midnight on Wednesday, and we're going to let everybody know. And we're going to line up everybody that's in this movement.
And we may break it into sections, you know, some politics. We'll talk politics for an hour. You know, another hour we're going to talk, you know, there are others out there that want to talk other issues, youth issues, violence issues that they're moving on in different cities. There are others that want to talk defense and police harassment and things like that. And so we'll try to break it up over the hours where it makes sense. And we got to raise some money on Wednesday night. Oh, we got to raise some money. But anyway, the good part about it is that we can go on, yes, from 5 p.m. on your show, Brother Kenneth. We'll let everyone, we're going to let you announce that now and the call hour. And then we'll go on till midnight and we'll have different hosts come on. And we're going to really get some momentum going here. And Brenda, you can come back on. Bring King Boo, Craig Combs, all of them on. On Wednesday, and then you can pump it up. So let me ask Glasgow, tell everybody what your show numbers
well,
are.
You come on our show, that the numbers to call in is 323-679-0905. That's 323-679-0905. You can go
okay.
to the ordinarypeoplesociety.com. To listen to the show is also on Blog Talk Radio. And
okay,
that
give
comes
us the Blog Talk Radio.
Six...
Give us the Blog
yes,
Talk
sir.
Radio address.
That Blog Talk Radio address is Tops Radio. T period, O period, P period, S period. The Ordinary People Society Show. Tops Radio, The Ordinary People Society Show. And it starts from 6 to 8 Eastern Time, 5 to 7 Central. And we'll just make a whole night of it, joining it together. And let me say this, Brother Chairman. From what
yes,
you were
sir.
Saying, you were speaking earlier about the Tea Party and how they all come together. Have any of us black people noticed that they put aside their religions, their ideologies, their philosophies, their differences, and came together to pull a massive move in the political arena for them to get representation? The only reason we don't have it is because we ain't came together yet, and that's why. We're going to do this on Wednesday night. That's why we're doing this on April 23rd, and that's why we're here tonight. Go ahead, Brother Chuck.
Look, for all, I'm here to tell all of y'all that are into politics, if we just want to stay on political power, I want to let y'all know, y'all see me as the chairman of the new Black Panther Party, attorney, but I need to let y'all know all of that political moves and maneuvers and power I'm well in tune with. I ran for city council here. I picked up almost 17,000 votes many years ago. I'm right here in Washington, D.C. I know many of those on Capitol Hill in the Congressional Black Caucus. I'm a political science major. I'm all into that. But I've been dissatisfied with Democratic Party politics and certainly disgusted with Republic Klan politics. But I've long ago always yearned for a black political party and black political power, if it can be done from the grassroots up, you know. And again, once again, I mean, the Tea Party is a great example. But where's the Black Unity Party? Where's the party for black people and that runs candidates and wins certain seats in certain areas where we know we can win, where the black population is there? We just outright win. Like a city in Washington, D.C., even though whites are rapidly increasing, a black candidate under a black unity slate, he can win in Washington, D.C. Or he can win some council seats in Washington, D.C. He can win in Trenton, New Jersey. You know? And even where it's biased, where to the Democratic and Republican primaries, because I'm well aware of that, too, sometimes it's set up where if you ain't a member of the Democratic Party, you almost can't get started because everybody's registered Democrat, even in them areas where you're held hostage until we find a way to change that. We still can't control the politics. You still can control it and still can run black unity candidates. Well, they got the Freedom Party in New York. That's another good example. We got to hook up with them, too. I'm going to go all into it. But I'm just want to let y'all know that political power, if y'all want political power, and y'all want to work and get all of these and start addressing this from the grassroots and really go after that thing, I'm telling you, I'm right with you. And I'll work right with you on politics alone, as well as economics, as well as education, as well as the military and defense and all that. And what Dr. Francis Kress Welsen talks about, these nine critical areas. But I want to let you know that politics is very important. As Chairman Fred Hampton say, you know, if you don't get into politics, politics is going to get you. And so let me be quiet once again. Let me get off of here and get Divine Allah, because that's a good segue. And I'm going to let y'all talk for a minute. Let me bring Divine on, because Divine almost won. He's almost won the city council in Trenton, New Jersey. And he's an outright known member of the New Black Panther Party. Well, you would say, how could an outright known member of a Black Panther Party get 42% of the vote in New Jersey? With his opponent being directly endorsed and heavily supported by the former governor. And so, hell, if Divine Allah can almost do it, and damn sure gonna do it in his ward in Trenton, New Jersey, he gonna be on that seat and is a major political force in that city. I can see the light already for others. Anyway, let me get him on, and I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. Brother Glasgow, your mic is still open, dear brother. We got so many that's on the line, dear family. So many that's on the line. Let me go right here to 214. This is Brother Drew X. Brother Drew, tell us what's happening very quickly in your area, sir. Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Sean, to our national
chairman,
the mayor of Black Power.
09338. Oh, 1 second. All right, go right ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh. Okay, yeah, in Dallas, Texas, we'll be convening at 12 p.m. noon on the 4th and 23rd, 2011, at Martin Luther King Park, located at 2911 Martin Luther King Boulevard, Dallas, Texas, 75215. On that day, we'll have our special speaker that day. He's been away for a while. Our National Minister of Defense, Brother DK, will be there speaking live in Dallas, Texas. We're working it hard down here, Sean, and down here in the southern region. Got 27 cities ready down this way for you. So we're pushing hard. We got the churches, got the organizations coming out. Went up to the Nation Islam Mosque number 48 Saturday to get them on board. Got all kind of justice groups on board. So we're pushing hard. We ain't letting it go. You know, Brother Drew is it. I know you're working 8 hours more than I am, so if I'm tired, I know you tired. So we're going to keep on pushing. You're working 8 hours over than I am. Yeah, so we appreciate, you know, all the people who've been supporting us, and we appreciate all the hard work that you and Brother Malik, Sister Mira have been doing, and all the other brothers around the nation been doing, Chicago, Miami, all of them. You know, I can't call all of them. You know how that goes, but, you know, we appreciate everybody. And
yes,
and we got people that's listening to my radio shows want to get on board for the Virginia area. So I need information on Washington. I got people right now want to join.
We're gonna get him in on the next show. I wanna see if the chairman is back, but just tell one more time, dear brother, tell us how they can contact you in Texas.
Okay, Brother Drew X at DrewX2003@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call, 214-431-7553. Black Power.
Right, Black Power. Let's bring the chairman back on. Black Power, sir.
Hello?
Yes,
Black
sir.
Power.
You're on now.
Am I back? Oh, I don't want to
yes,
just
sir.
Throw Drew off the air, though. I don't want to rush Drew like that. I got Brother Huey from England. I'm going to have Divine on Wednesday. Is Drew still on?
Drew is back on.
Let's bring Drew back on, brother. I love you, man. And I wanted to recognize that. You just said you had 27 cities. And he ain't, look, I'm telling you, he ain't talking. He traveled a whole lot and travels a whole lot on behalf of the Panther Party, planting seeds for the Panther Party. And now with this revelation of April 23rd and this Black United Front and this movement that we're building, I'm almost tempted to say also in this party that we're going to be building too, not just the Black Panther Party, but this party for Black unity. We have to discuss it, though. We're going to build some kind of political party, though. I'm telling you that. Now, all of them contacts that you've been making, Brother Drew, and those that are just out there, that are not in the Panther Party, who have chosen not to go that way, but you met a whole lot of Black people, haven't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I was just telling Brother Sean, we got people that want to know where y'all at in D.C. I'm coming across all type of people. We got people want to get down in D.C. and Virginia.
Right. And so what we're saying, and I want to say this to all of those that are in the new Black Panther Party, that maybe want to know what I'm doing.
Hmm?
Some may want to know what I'm doing.
I'm on hold.
And others that are not in the Panther Party, they may want to know, well, what are we doing? Are we just trying to draw them into the Panther Party? And some in the Panther Party, they may want to know what their chairman is doing. And so let me say in a brief word before I bring Brother Huey on. To those who are not in the new Black Panther Party, we want you to understand that this coalition and this movement what we're building at April 23rd, it has nothing to do specifically with bringing you into the new Black Panther Party. That is not what this is about at all. This is about building a Black United Front and a coalition. Now, many of you who are coming to hear me and know that I'm the chairman and hearing some of our officials who are a part of the organizing council, but we're not the only ones. Pastor Kenneth Glasgow has many cities, and he is part of the organizing, the national and international organizing coalition that this is being built around, and others. But for those of you who like the work that the Panther Party is doing, fine. You come on and join in the new Black Panther Party. Many are now wanting to join because they see that the Panthers are not just about building the Panthers. The Panthers are about building a Black movement and unity amongst our people. They're seeing the Panther in a new light, that they're not just a narrow group and are just dogmatic. And so come on. But no, brothers and sisters, this is not about making you into a new Black Panther. If God wants you to be in that, come on in. And if not, we still going to work hand in hand. This is about building a united front, and we will take our place and our role humbly beside all of the organizations that are a part of it. And as according to the principles of Maat, no greater or no lesser than anyone here. We're equal and standing in ranks with the people's or organizational people's society. I mean, the ordinary people's society. If you want to join them, come on and join. That's part of why we're doing this. If you want to join the Nation of Islam, come on and join. And so for those in the new Black Panther Party, you must understand that for years I have preached to you two that we have to build a mass movement and a Black United Front and a Black Power movement. And now you must understand that your brother and your chairman has to now be freed up to go and work with all of these other leaders and organizations now, as well as be your chairman. But now we have to go after the wider Black world. You know what I mean? At first we start with the lost sheep. We start off first with the lost sheep. Then the message must be taken to all the Black ends of the earth. Can you dig what I'm saying? So now you and the Panther Party, look at how this is going. For about one-third of these cities are being maybe spearheaded by some members of the new Black Panther Party. Instead of bringing you all to one city that maybe I'm organizing, all of you are now standing up and organizing your own moves and your own rallies, even though you used to it, Drew. Many are not. Now you all are maturing up. You all are building Black, helping to build Black united coalitions and united fronts on the local level in those cities. We all have to mature and grow. And so that's how this thing is going down, dear brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell the Panthers I'm proud of you. Even though I can't specifically have time right now to micromanage the affairs, I'm proud of the way you're maturing up. I'm proud of the way y'all took on the neo-Nazis and the Klan and Trenton and backed their behinds down. I'm proud of the way you're out there defining, defending, and developing that which is in the interest of our people, the way you're pumping April 23rd, and the way you're following leadership. Now let me be quiet because time is ticking. Brother Huey Rose, you got the last, you're going to have the last role. Tell us about London, England. Tell us about Zimbabwe. Tell us about what we're going to do on April 23rd and after the 23rd in terms of building this united front and coalition internationally. And don't forget, before we bring Huey on Wednesday night, we're going to post this all on the website. On the website, dayofactionmovement.org. Dayofactionmovement.org. For those in the Panther Party, it's newblackpanther.com. And you'll be able to hear about the Ordinary People Society blog show that starts at 6 or 5, and how it's going to, I think it's 6 Eastern, though, and segue into this Black Power Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay, Brother Huey, come on, Black. So it's going to be rocking Wednesday night. We're going all night. Come on, Huey, tell us about what's happening on the 23rd in England, and tell us about the possibilities for this Pan-African United Front.
Black Power, giving all praise to God and the ancestors for this moment in time to be able to share these few words with the listeners and all of the organizers and followers that are going to be joining us on April the 23rd. I must foremost give thanks and praises to Zimbabwe. Today is Zimbabwe's Independence Day. It's a day that many brothers and sisters sacrificed so that they could get out of the clutches of the colonialism and enslavers of the British under a wicked regime in Rhodesia called Ian Smith. And so my greetings goes out to my brother and comrade, President Robert Mugabe, for leading that struggle and for all those heroes and sheroes, unsung heroes and sheroes who lost their lives freeing the land of Zimbabwe. Black Power. In London on the 23rd, we're going to be at rallying at the Centre Prize bookshop there in 126 to 128 in Dalston, Kingland High Road, Dalston, Hackney, which is the eastern part of London. We're going to be having brothers and sisters and students and organizers help us on that day. A great icon called Smiley Culture was murdered by the police a few weeks ago, and we demonstrated on Saturday in the heart of Scotland Yard, which is the equivalent of the FBI headquarters there in the United States of America. And we rallied outside the headquarters of the Scotland Yard, where the British intelligence services, on Saturday, to demand justice for our brother Smiley Culture. And another brother was killed in Birmingham 2 weeks ago. And so in their memories, we're going to make sure that those families come together and we help them and support them in their day of need. So the 23rd, we're going to be dealing with police brutality. We're going to be dealing with racism, exploitation, white gentrification. How are we going to address the fact that Indians and Pakistanis are predominantly going into black neighborhoods and setting up shops and disrespectful to the black community? And so these are things we're going to be dealing with by black on the 23rd in London, in Birmingham, in Nottingham. And we're also going to be in Zimbabwe There's going to be a demonstration outside the university in Zimbabwe, taken up by our brother there, who manages the affairs of the New Black Panther Party. We're also going to be having a rally in the Gambia and also in the Senegal. And so these are some of the things, and these are some of the countries internationally where we are going to be having a presence. And also there in Paris, France, where we have a presence there with the New Black Panther Party.
Well, let me
and
ask
so,
you go ahead, I'm sorry. Let me jump in on you. I know you're rocking, and I want to give you a lot of love because Brother Huey Rose has been traveling for many years on behalf of the party with a specific directive from us in terms of the establishment of the Pan-Africanism. And so as y'all listen to Brother Huey, open up your minds and see how big this thing really can be as we move into Day of Action 2. You see, I'm starting to drop that now. Because it don't make sense to have this much unity and this much momentum around one day and let that go. So we're going to contact all of the organizers and we're going to take a vote. It ain't going to be just be Malik Shabazz just saying something. This is not going to be that kind of move. This ain't that kind of party. But we are going to take a vote amongst the organizers to see when Day of Action 2 should be. I'm proposing it be the last Saturday in June. Give us 60 solid days for the second one so we can pick up twice as much momentum and then learn from even some defects that we had in organizing this one. We'd be twice as better, twice as good as we go into the next one while putting in place a better structure and political goals and all of that in between. That's going to be my proposal, but I'm going to ask Pastor Glasgow, ask Brother Huey Rose, ask all Sister Brenda, all of the organizers, we're going to take a vote. And however the vote come out, that's how we're going to do it. But let me say this. If we do have great work as we move into this day, April 23rd, Saturday, if we have another one, say, around that time, Brother Huey, what do you see the possibilities for momentum for Day of Action 2? But more importantly, what kind of momentum do you see in terms of the alliances that could be built and specific work that could be done to help our people throughout the diaspora, specific projects that we could begin working on?
Well, as in England, and as in America, there's political years coming up. There's a major political elections happening in this country this year. There's a major political election happening in Jamaica next year. And so I think politically, we as a people, we need to be starting to own the politicians within our community and run it wisely. We've never really tried the third way where we have independent politics. We've always been conditioned to either vote Democratic or vote Republican. And I think in America, generally black people vote Democratic. And within England, generally, black people vote Labour. And so this type of politics, we have to think it out differently. We now need to come with the grassroots and go a third way. I remember when I lived in America, there was a man there called Ross Perot. And he went the third way. And it caught all of the dissatisfied voters. And if he pushed it all the way, I feel he could have made political history. He did in a way, but it got people thinking. And I think this is what we need to do. We don't need to always be behind the Democratic ticket. We need to have an independent ticket. And in England, we don't always have to be behind the Labour ticket, because none of them really have delivered what they've said they're going to deliver for the masses of our people. And so strategically, I think it's a political suicide that we always put our eggs into one basket and don't get the deliverance or get out of the politics what we should get for our people. And so strategically, I think we need to start thinking differently on a mass level. And if we do the numbers right, we can put our people in office if we go the third route or the third way or the independent way, which I think will make us successful. Black Power. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Well, I would say this in these last 5 minutes is that we should push hard. There's so many of you. I want to thank so many of you that have been inboxing me and inboxing us. I've met so many new friends. Haven't you, Brother Huey?
Yes, sir.
I met a lot of new friends around this call. And, well, let me ask you direct then. I mean, you're kind of intimating it, but really, what do you think? You don't have to agree with me just because you're in the Panther Party. Do you think we should have a day of action too?
Yes, we should.
All right. When do you think we should have
it? I like to work in 90-day cycles.
You're a 90-day cycle man. Kind of like me, too. I'm a 60 to 90 day man. After all this work, I'm leaning to 90. But that's a separate subject, because if I get some rest, I wake up in the morning, I'll be back to 60. But there's so many that have been, you'd be shocked. There's so many that are really working this project. They ain't just talking. And many of them, when I ask them, they talking about 30. They talking
yes,
about
sir.
May 19th, May 20th, the day after Malcolm's birthday, that Saturday. And so that's why I say we're going to just take a poll and see how it goes. But
I was asked a question. Sorry to interrupt you. There's some people want to know what is the relevance or the date. What significance does that date, April the 23rd, have to resonate with black people?
And you know what the answer is? It's as significant as we make it. April 23rd wasn't nothing but a day on the Greek or the Roman calendar of the white man until we said that it was our day for action and unity, and now that day is ringing throughout so many minds and hearts. And so it is just a sign that our lives, our future, our condition, our position is what we make it. And when I say we, not me, I say what we make it. And so, you know, we're going to continue as we drive into this Saturday, April 23rd, and make this a mighty day for our people. Understand that it is just a sign of what the future we can make for ourselves. So we can stop getting out of talking about what we should do and what we are doing. We're going to get deep into what we will do, what we are doing. Look at it. Our deeds will speak. Don't y'all worry about Fox News as we leave you. Don't worry about old CNN. Don't you worry about the white man's manipulative, discriminatory, biased, loaded media that he picks and chooses. He's listening right now, and they listen to every broadcast. But this deceiving demon will only try to take me talking and saying he's a deceiving demon, but he will not mention April 23rd. You see what I mean? He's a slick, he's biased. Let me get clear with you, attorney style. He's biased. He doesn't want the full truth to come out. He knows all about April 23rd, but he's made a decision that he will give it no rhythm unless he can attack it. He's made a decision that he will not give Attorney Shabazz any fair play, only if he can use him against in a negative light, as he perceives, or try to make me look wild or crazy. But he's listening in right now, so I want you to listen good to the white power structure of America. We don't care whether it was seen on the media or not. we're just getting started. This one is just a sign of the next one that's coming. And the next one is coming. But the revolution will not be televised as the clock ticks, but it's coming, April 23rd. It won't. It may not be televised, but it's coming. It's going to get bigger and bigger, and we will be free from white rule and white oppression and white dominance and establish power for our people by all means necessary as we leave off of here. I'll continue to talk off of the Internet. Now, normally I don't do it, but, hey, we got so many on. Let's open up all the lines now. You can open them all up. If you want to, we can just talk.
Hello.
All right, yes, sir. The lines are open.
We're going to open on up. I want to talk to the organizers. We rarely had this chance. Matter of fact, the devil might be on, too. He calls in. Anyway, well, devils, y'all can come into a open meeting. It's going to be open, so we got to... I'm gonna pick me up. I think I'm gonna call on my other phone and make it easy. Can I still call in?
Yes. Well, no, sir. If you hang up, it'll probably disconnect it.
Can I call in from another phone?
Try it and see what it may not be because we're checking off the air.
Well, anyway, we can open up a certain amount of lines. Just try to see who it is. Or those who are calling in, and then we can, they may have some questions about what we're doing, and I wouldn't mind taking some questions since I think it's probably a good idea.
All right, then, family, if you have any questions,
and Pastor Glasgow, I'm sorry also, if Pastor Glasgow is still on, he can take some questions, and any of the organizers, let me step back for a minute.
Yeah,
I got work to do. I'm sitting up here going off. I got typing to do and everything. Let's open and take some questions and talk. And I'm just going to listen.
All right, other organizers, your mics are open. I don't know how much time we'll have in this after show. They may cut us off, but we'll get in as much as we can.
All right. Well, this is Pastor Glasgow, and I just thank God for the opportunity. I'm glad to hear Brother Reese on our national chairman of economics and political action. And I just want to thank God for everybody that's coming on. And remember, everybody else coming together, why are not we coming together in order to push the agenda that we need? And it's not an agenda that's opposing anybody. It's an agenda that's for everybody. Who is humane? Stop being a human being and be a humane being. That's all I ask. Go ahead.
All right, does anybody on, any of the organizers, you have any questions or anything that you want to say in this opening session here?
I think Brother Reese is on, bro.
Brother Reese,
yes, sir,
is
I
on.
Am. Yeah, I just, you know, like I say, you know, I know there's sort of been a political theme to this conference call, and, you know, I'm glad to hear that there's so many people who understand what the Tea Party did. They were not an official party. They never got on the ballot. They just got out there and made enough noise.
Get on the ballot?
No, there's no party called the Tea Party. They ran as Republicans. No. There's not an official party on anybody's state ballot as the Tea Party. They ran as Republicans. Yeah, they ran in Republican primaries, and based on their political purity and their political ideology, they were able to unseat old-style Republicans, and now they are in Congress, they are in city council as Republican Tea Party members, but mainly Republicans. All we have to do in order to get what we want is to give a good bluff to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party takes the black vote for granted, and every now and then they throw a damn welfare bone out the back door and think that we're going to be pleased with it. But unless we begin to run for these offices to challenge these old-style Democrats for these long-held seats in overwhelmingly black constituencies, where you have voter apathy of at least 65%, only about 20% of the people that come out and vote are making the political decisions, and you have billions of dollars in grant money and other government money going through the black community that we can't even access as people of conscience. And I know that there may be some objections to it, but if you don't have anybody that's in those positions that will stop your children from going from juvenile court to adult court, that's a signature from your juvenile court clerk. We need to have people who run for juvenile court clerk who will not sign that affidavit of remand to let our 14, 15, and 16-year-olds go over and face adult charges in adult court. That's a political decision. And all of the things that we're saying in banking and finance and all of the things that we have aspirations for, we need to understand that these are political decisions. We don't have to fight as hard as we are fighting if we have people who think like us, look like us, and sound like us in those positions. The reason why these white devils get their stuff rubber stamped is because they vote other white devils in office.
Well, are we set on?
Hello? Yes, sir.
On?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear.
Well, I tell you one thing. I tell you a couple of things we got to do, which comes back to the idea Sister Brenda had. You know, we're really going to have to convene these town hall meetings in all of these cities as part of the follow-up plan so that we can listen to the people and take an accurate research and count of their demands and issues in the various cities and counties, not only in America, but all over the world. We're going to have to do that because then on that theory, there's two streams of thought when it comes to that theory. One, your argument is that, and it has some merit to it, that if we put the right people in office and elect the right people, they will represent our interest. Now, then there's others. My view on that is in part, I'm behind that, but in part, but then there's been over the last, 30 years or so, successes in that area and disappointments, you know? People in office and they turn on them. Many from the 60s and the 70s, some of them would argue, you know, that were in SNCC and in other black movements, radical movements in the 60s. And then they put a lot of blacks here in America in office who have sold us out. And so we'll have to come up with a new. Well, I don't want to knock it. Let me just clear this up because I don't want to seem like I'm knocking your theory. I believe in that. But I believe we have to come up with a new approach and a new construct to make sure that who we put in office is the right person and they're going to do that. We're going to have to set some new standards on one hand. Then on the other hand, what I'm saying is that also like the Tea Party, I don't want to keep – I'm really against the Tea Party. I want everybody to know, even the Tea Party who's on the line, I'm against them. But all of their power does not come from it just those who are in office representing them.
No.
There are many politicians in many local and national areas that they're grassroots organizing, demonstrating, moving on them city council meetings, moving on them hearings, moving in that courthouse, moving on them judges is where they get power from. Grassroots activism in the political context that is not that has many politicians bowing to them, even if they are not from the Tea Party. So I think it's a dual approach, is what I'm saying. You know,
comprehend. You know what the Tea Party has done and their MO. All I'm saying is, like you say, we set up a different political party to run on the state ballot as a third-party independent party. The reason so many blacks who had political aspirations in the past were compromised is because they got sifted through that filter of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. It was the party of white racism. It was the party of all of these negative things that happened to black people. They became more liberal, they became more conscious on paper, but in actual practical political sense, the Democratic Party has been a worse offender to black people than the Republican Party has, because the Democratic Party does it in a kind, gentler, smiling, snickering way. The Republicans just tell you straight up to go to hell. Democratic Party will walk you to hell with gasoline draws on it and then make you feel good about it. And all I'm saying is that outside of that filter of going through a white process that will not let strong brothers and sisters get even on the ballot, if we have our own political structure by which only the brothers and sisters who have the stripes of service in the community, who have the stripes of facing, you know, police brutality, being at rallies, we can no longer take brothers with just, you know, PhDs and all these things behind their names, they look good and smell good. If you have not service in the black community, then you will not be on the ballot.
Well, let me say this. You there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, and so we can, some others may have some questions in some other areas. But I can
say this.
We must have political power, and I can tell you this, that we are with you. And we're going to have to develop just a wing of this, of what we're doing, a portion or a wing, W-I-N-G, of this alone, just dedicated to the political question at home, so right here in America and abroad.
Yes, sir.
And so we're going to have some side discussions and some side, just for those that are into politics, because some, I got to be honest with you, that are in this movement is really not into politics like that, but many are. And so what we got to do is to get those that specifically want action in that area and focus in that area. I can guarantee you that we're going to get together as part of this process, and even if we got to move towards some kind of local, political, or national, or really right now, conventions.
Oh, she please.
We are going, I can say this, we got to have political power, and we're going to address the political question, and we're going to make some strong moves in the areas of black political power at home and abroad. I can say that. Go ahead, Glasgow.
Little girl.
Reverend Glasgow.
Hello,
police brutality case while we sitting here talking. And these are the things. See, let me tell y'all something. This is what we got to come together on. I just looked at the tape. If y'all go to Civil Rights 101, y'all will see where a brother just got beat up in the police car, tased while he's on the ground, and a gun pulled on him in front of his whole family and stuff like that. Now, I mean, how long must this go on before we realize that we got more in common than we do different? So, you know, it's time for us to stand up as a people, and I believe that there's a whole lot of folks out there, white, black included, that are in their ivory towers that will sit up there and continue to be oppressive as long as we allow them to do so. You know, as long as we, you know, Jesse Jackson with his film said one time, you got to have hog sense. Hogs got enough sense to holler and cry when something is going wrong with them. We ain't even using hog sense and making enough noise. So I thank God for all the organizing, the people that's on this call, on this radio show, and coming together at this time. And we got to call those out that are not coming together with us, because evidently they don't have the same problems that we have. Hello, somebody. We'll start me to preach.
Amen.
I'm trying to make a win.
All right, well, look.
Amen.
We got to answer any other question, man. We got to get, Sean, we on the radio, but, you know, we got work to do.
Yes, sir.
We got some work to do. I mean, y'all can stay on.
No.
I know, and Sean got some deadlines to meet tonight. I got a news conference. We got a news conference tomorrow in Harlem dealing with our right to gather in front of the Adam Clayton Powell building. Is that Sean Ferrado? He might have got on. Who is on this phone?
Yes, I'm on.
That Sean is on.
Okay, Farad. I'm gonna lighten up off you tonight. You explain to them why we having this news conference tomorrow.
Well, it appears that the administrators
of the administration of the Adam Clayton Power Office Building in Harlem is attempting to deny us our First Amendment right to gather and assemble. We went there explaining to them last week, days in advance, literally within their guidelines of what our intentions were. They tried the whole flip the script move on us. So I went there today to I went there today to check the status of our letter of intent. The letter of intent is written, and then you receive from them a permit application, then they approve it. And when I went in the office this morning, I was told, first of all, they acted as if though they didn't remember me, with two sisters behind the desk, and I had to tell them who I was once again, who signed the letter, what it was for. And they said, well, the building administrator, or the building superintendent, rather, you know, he didn't review the letter yet. In fact, it wasn't even on his desk as of yet. So I had to remind them what the letter was about, and they went inside of a, it wasn't even in the file cabinet. It was like laid, it was literally, the letter was around picking up dust. So anyway, they told me that I could call back or come back to speak to the building superintendent, Mr. Willie Walker. And when I got outside the Adam Clayton Powell building, literally a minute after, I got a phone call. Mr. Barad, yes, this is so-and-so from, you know, Willie Walker's office. We see here that this is a rally. We don't do rallies here, which is a contradiction, because I know for a fact that politicians who, not only politicians who work in that building, Bill Perkins, and he's a state senator, that he's the one that Brother Collard was calling out at the First Million Youth March. He was a councilman at the time, but State Senator Bill Perkins, as well as an assemblyman by the first name of Keith, they've used the plaza to have rallies, but as well as other politicians who don't have offices within that building. Now, let's be clear. One of the permits, first of all, we have to apply for three permits. Two of the permits are issued by the city, but the Adam Clayton Power Building, that is a state building, so we would have to go through the state. Anyway, my point is politicians, state and local, utilize the plaza as a part of the building that we are going to, where we're going to convene, have our rally. But they're trying to give us the old switcheroo, the old flim-flam, as my mother used to say. So tomorrow's press conference will be, we are fighting for our right to assemble at that plaza, because other groups have what they refer to as cultural events, or once again, rallies, but this is a cultural event. But for them to say that they don't have rallies is outright lie, because you have, you actually have several programs there under the title of rally. But we didn't this is the title rally in our letter of intent. We used the title of a demonstration of our First Amendment rights to address issues affecting the black community and, you know, the usual. And
you're doing pretty good, Farad. Farad, you sure know how to put it together. You get it? Who else is on this phone?
Well, thank you, brother.
He sure knows how to get himself. He's so smooth with the tongue. He sure knows how to get himself out of a jam. We've been fighting to get this permit and stuff and things in Harlem, and he is right that that is some conservatives. There's a look. This is on 125th Street and 7th Ave. I just posted it on my Facebook. It is the Adam Clayton Power Office Building, where the councilman and the congressman, right?
You're talking about, yeah.
Charlie Rangel office there too, right?
To my knowledge, Chairman.
He has a Harlem office there. You know why I know he got a Harlem office there? Because in 1998, when he came out against the Million Youth March, I was in my truck with my bullhorn over there on Malcolm X, and he was on TV attacking the march, and I was a field soldier as the youth director for Khalid Muhammad, giving out flyers. And I spotted Charlie Rangel in a vehicle in Harlem, and we got behind him with a bullhorn and wore his behind out for four blocks. we want this Negro out. This is Malik Zulu Shabazz, 1998. I mean, we wore him out till he flew up into that building. We was going all up and down 125th Street, dealing for what we call Uncle Tom Charlie Rangel. He was flying, and we were flying right behind him. It was all legal, Mr. O'Reilly. And so my point being, several points in there, if you understand, but my point being is that I know that Charlie Rangel is in that building because we ran him up in that building when he was out there timing. I mean, I got to watch my language. They'll be done cut this tape. When anyway, when he was opposing the Million Youth March in 1998. Now, I say that to say that with all them politicians in that building, but they claiming for this rally, they don't want no politics out there, but yet I come out there and see white folks and Chinese people doing puppet dances and doing all of this other kind of activity and some political activities.
That's my point.
And so we have put some thousands of flyers out there in the streets. We've been on the radio, and we're going to put some more thousands out there.
That's right.
I'll ask you about Shahid when I get off this phone.
Yes, sir. I'm
about
to
get the flyers. Did you get the flyers?
Chairman, you got my text. You know the answer to that. I'm probably going to...
Okay, I'll read your text. I'm not going to go into all that on this phone. I don't know who on this phone.
Yes, sir. That's
they
my
can
point.
Hear this. I'm going to want y'all on this phone to hear this. We are coming April 23rd. To that corner of 125th Street and 7th Avenue, and then people going to gather on that plaza. And just like in Tahrir Square in Egypt, what they call Liberty Square in Egypt, where the power structure there said they didn't want the people there. We're going to establish it right there in Harlem that we got a right to be there, and we'll be there.
Yeah.
Because black people are not going to be driven out of Harlem. Black people are not going to lose their political voice right there where Malcolm X preached, right on that corner where Malcolm X preached in front of Eldon Mishaw's bookstore. And so our news conference tomorrow is dealing with the what's at stake with our right to gather in Harlem at that site. God damn it, if politics can be on the inside, corrupt politics on the inside. You know it's corrupt. Check the vote of the House of Representatives in their censure on that one I was talking about. Well, damn it, righteous politics can take place on the outside. Black power politics, black nationalist politics can take place on the outside. That's what we seek to establish because they don't want that black voice in Harlem because they want to appease white folks in McDonald's and Holiday Inn and the new uptown Manhattan, where they're driving black people out into the ocean. And we plan on taking a stand, and our stand there will be April 23rd. And any black politician inside the building, as we build this movement, that want to come against that right, that human right, that constitutional right, and Brother Maurice, we will drive them out of office and from that building and bring in new
people that will stand
up and say, clear the way and give them the plaza and stop bowing down to these damn real estate developers and these white billionaires that are driving black people from Harlem and driving the hospitals out. I mean, there's some serious stuff at stake. I'm talking about tomorrow. And that's just one example of what's seriously at stake for our people and how we got to get up and fight about it, man. I mean, the bottom line is we got to get up and fight.
Yeah.
I'm a big guy in New York. You can let that know right now, Bill. My location for the 23rd, I'm going to be in New York. Just like they tried to stop us from marching in the Million Youth March, they pulling them same games in New York. They did that during the Million Youth March. It made me sick to my stomach.
Now, Chairman Shabazz, if I may, just to let you know, remember, too, the people, the three individuals who went to the NYPD were told three different stories. They told me one
thing.
Well, they will do it, brother.
I went to 20 in 1998 as an attorney for Dr. Muhammad, and he went to half of the meetings. I went to 20 meetings. He went to about four of them. with these people in New York, and they kept jiving and bull bleeping. Every meeting, they were shuffling in different excuses and go here and go there, and it was a game. And Khalid Muhammad came to one of them meetings and saw that them white folks was playing games, and in one of them meetings, he blew up on them crackers at one of them meetings. You know, I'm an attorney. I'm trying to negotiate. He said, God damn it, he went off on them and hit his hand on the table and rolled out of that meeting. Because they knew that they were lying about giving us the space in Harlem, and they were just jiving and procrastinating for time. And so he had to take it to court. And I'm saying tomorrow, look, we're going to lay it down, and if we have to sue the damn building and sue the owners of the building, and we have to go into court Thursday and get an injunction, I damn it, we'll do it. We don't have to use all kinds of weapons in this fight. We'll throw down at the last minute. And damn it, if we don't have time for the injunction, we come in anyway. Mm-hmm. How are they going to stop the people?
That's right.
Well, bring out 200 police. That would be great. All the people going to gather, all the police. Hell, that'll be the greatest point we could make. Either way you slice it, baby, we coming. So I'm sorry about this for those that don't like, tension. But as Khalid Muhammad told me, everything is not all nice and pretty all the time. So for those who got your locations reserved and all that, that's the way we want you to do it. Do it. But for sometimes where it's a challenge to get it and it's an important right to be established by getting it, we just came back down and tuck our tail and run.
That's right.
We're not talking about doing nothing crazy or just getting nobody hurt or nothing like that, but we're going to establish our right to march. Now, damn it, Dr. King did that. Anyway, I'm just telling y'all we're having a news conference at 12 noon. Farrah, you are more than capable, based on what you have just explained to the brothers and sisters tonight, of articulating that message again with the others that will be there. So we got to get off this phone so we can talk and plan this thing out because the hour's getting late.
Yes, sir.
So we got to go, man. We love y'all, but I'm just letting y'all know what we're dealing with right now. We got to deal with some New York. We got to deal with some websites. We got to deal with making this thing right. I want to let y'all know, man, this is the spirit we're in, man. We're going to build this. It may not happen in a quick snap, Brother Maurice, but I'm just letting you know where our minds and our heart is at. And one way or another, we're going to work this thing out and do it. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm in full concurrence, man.
We're going to get off here and plan this thing tomorrow and get this word out to this media and make this thing happen. All right, so Farrah and Sean, I'll call you back. Pastor, we'll see you Wednesday on the radio. We love y'all.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. 410, straight ahead, my colleague.